Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 24th of May 2023. Today's topic is the Rechabites. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 35 verses 1 through 10. Verse 1. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jaazaniah the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazziniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine, and cups, and I said unto them, Drink ye wine. Verse 6. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye, nor your sons for ever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents. That ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab the son of Rechab our father in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. First then, but we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. Key verse. Jeremiah chapter 35 verse 6. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye, nor your sons for ever. Ruth was alone at home one evening with her younger brother James when someone came knocking on their door. Her mom had dashed out to buy some groceries from a neighboring store leaving the instruction, Don't open the door for anyone till I get back. So, when the man came knocking saying that he had a message from their dad who was still at work at that time, Ruth refused to open the door in spite of all the enticements. It was soon to be discovered that the man was a kidnapper. The Rechabites too in our text had been instructed by their father not to drink wine. At this time, the invitation came from one of the respected prophets in the land to go against their father's instruction, but they refused. Many times, the devil always comes with all forms of temptations to make friends of Jesus disobey God and his word. Be a Rechabite by resisting every temptation to disobey God and your parents' instructions. Prayer for today. Lord, please give me the grace to always obey your word. Further reading, Exodus chapter 19 verses 1 through 8.